Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's the final episode of the Monday Waffle. Thank you for joining me. My name is Joel Tsiratsis. Sorry I've been away from the host seat for quite a while, guys. I've been working on Monday, so unfortunately I can't get in. But I'm so happy and so glad to be here for the final episode of what was a wonderful Waffle season 2016. And a big congratulations to Peel Thunder for winning their first ever premiership in their 20-year club history. A little bit of debate about that topic, actually, them winning the premiership. Quite a bit of help from the Dockers players. They had 17 players on the field that were all Dockers listed, so look, you can't take anything away from the way they played. Very well played, but we'll have a bit of a debate about that one a bit later. But congratulations to them, huge victory, and a big congratulations also to Jai Bolton from the Claremont Footy Club for winning the Sandover medal. Great job by him, wonderful season, and I know one of Verity Hughes's favourites. I don't know about his footy ability or his dashing good looks, what she likes more, but anyway, look, it's just me today in the studio, guys. I'm going to wrap up the year. It's been a great year on the Monday Waffle, and we've had some good moments. I'm going to take you through some of those, and look, I'll try get someone to speak to me today, but unfortunately, everyone's on holiday. Season's finished. Everyone's gone, so I've called a few different media managers, but sure enough, the Waffle Clubs, as soon as it's final siren on ground, final day, they're out the door, as I would be too. Look, let's get into it. It was a big game on the weekend, and look, here's some highlights from the game.
Off the left, what a superb solo effort, and it's gone all the way. Langdon, that leg speed, it is double demerits this weekend, and Shane Yaron, wearing different colours, puts it into the third tier. This will sting, and Yaron with a dagger through the heart of his former club. But after two decades, Peel's place in history is complete.
To the Peel boys, so proud of you. It was obviously the first one in our history, so let's celebrate this hard tonight. Well done, boys.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
There you have it, their first premiership in their 20-year history for Peel Thunder. Ended up running out 23-point winners over Subiaco, going for their third premiership in a row. Final score 8-8-56, Subiaco to Peel's 11-13-79. Look, it was a hard-fought, fiery contest throughout the whole day. Over 15,000 fans flocked into Subi Oval to see it. That's a brilliant effort for the grand final. But it was really the first quarter where Peel stamped their authority. Had contributors all over the ground, Peel. We'll start with the Simpson medalist, Connor Blakely. 38 disposals through the midfield. Just a brilliant effort. He was pretty much everywhere, obviously, why he won the Simpson medal. And he was helped quite well by Ed Langdon, another Dockers teammate. He kicked a goal and had 39 disposals. So he got one more than Connor, but Connor got the votes for the Simpson, and a lot of other contributors. Matt DeBoer through the midfield, Tendai Mzungu, both had 30 disposals. Rory O'Brien, 26. Darcy Tucker had 21. And in, up forward, it was Shane Yaron against his old side, Subi. How's that? Third premiership in a row for him, but unfortunately for two different teams. I'm sure if he was going to win the premiership this year, it obviously wasn't against his old side, but it was. He kicked five up forward. He was one of the dominant players throughout the game. Took some brilliant marks that you just almost undefendable down there for the Subi Biako Lions. Gerald Ugel also kicked three up front. Obviously, Ed Langdon and Mzungu also scored one. And as I said, it was really that first quarter that Peel Thunder came out. A lot of early game pressure. Subiaco just didn't have time and space on the field, and Peel obviously piled on five goals very quickly before Subi got their first one late in the first quarter. And it was a bit of an arm wrestle after that. It was quite a close contest, quite fiery in there. Both teams obviously really wanting to win that grand final, and It was Peel that got out on top. For Subi, runners-up isn't a title that I'm sure they're happy with as a club, but I think from an outsider's point of view, you have to say, look, they've had another brilliant season. They've been at the top for 3 years straight, and they finished second on the ladder this season, and I think you can probably say, had the Dockers season not ended and Peel been injected with all that AFL talent, Subi were probably, you know, them and South Fremantle were probably right up there and somewhat deserved a premiership this year, but it didn't work out that way. I think, as I said, they won't be happy as a club, but I think they've still had another successful season and they're still a force to be reckoned with going forward. They've still got a lot of good players, especially in that midfield. They've got some strong players and it'll be interesting to see how they cope with that in the off-season as a club. In the grand final on the weekend, Kyle Horsley had 39 disposals in the midfield. He kind of went head-to-head with Blakely and Langdon there throughout the midfield. Greg Broughton, the ex-Docker, actually, speaking of Dockers, he had 26 disposals, along with Lockie Delahunty. And Adam Cockey, the ex-Eagle, he had 25 disposals through the midfield as well. Up forward for Subi, Kyle Horsley nabbed two along with his 39 disposals. Also had a lot of single goal scorers there. Stevenson, Twomey, Wheeler, Ryan, Phelan and Robinson all nabbed one. As I said, it was a fiery contest. Quite a few players probably looking at sanctions after a big melee heading into the three-quarter time huddles. Fair to say that probably won't faze too many of the Peel boys. Look, they've got a premiership and if a few sanctions come their way, I'm sure they won't care, to be honest. Here is what Simpson medalist Connor Blakely had to say straight after the game.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I think all the boys played so well today. The Freo boys and the Peel boys all gelled as one today. I think each of these boys that are walking past me right now, I'm so proud of them. And I think we definitely deserve the victory and we can celebrate pretty hard tonight. And, I think we just prepared really well and, spoke for itself.
Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti.
Dennis Cometti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
We are now joined by Monday Waffler, Sophie Clappin. Sophie, oh no.
I know, Joe, it's so sad.
Now, if you're just tuning in for your first ever episode, which you shouldn't be, it's the last episode. Sophie is a diehard Subi fan and she couldn't get her team over the line on the weekend. What happened, Soph?
They choked.
Absolutely choked.
But to their defence, you know, Peel were loaded with Dockers as per, so
look,
that was a bit hard. But, you know, Subi have been on top for the past couple of years. I just don't know what happened.
Let's kick off the debate right now that you say it. Was it unfair, what do you think? Did it ruin the finals?
Well, I think so. It meant that it was just weighted completely different to what it had been the rest of the season. And, yeah, no, I just think it was a bit unfair. But also, though, this has happened. It's not like it's a new alliance with the Dockers. So I guess Subi should have realised that and kind of stepped up. But,
yeah, I think,
you know, last year, Freo, you know, we're in the AFL finals. So maybe that's why the difference lies there. But, no, I'm just, misty-eyed, I can tell you that much.
I said earlier, look, you still had a good seat. Look, runners-up isn't a title that you're probably happy with, but, I mean, you still got to be happy with that. Still made the grand final, and if anything, still competitive for next year. I can't see him dropping
exactly.
Either.
So, exactly. Can't write them off that yet. And you know what? The hat's off to Peel. Like, good on them. First grand final in a very long time, or is it their first grand final ever? Like,
ever.
You know, that's just absolutely incredible. So good on them, and you know what? We'll get them next year.
We'll get them next year. I like that attitude. Now, speaking of next year, we will be gone. It's our final episode for you, me, and the rest of the team. What was your favourite moment from this year, from the Monday Waffle? Have you got one that stands out?
There were many. There were many. I think one week I took over tipping, which was pretty memorable. And I think that week I even fluked it and came first, or I just did really well than I normally did. So
look, I do
think
remember
that would have been my top.
I remember what happened there because Birchie, of course, was the number one, you know, tip. She was in charge of tipping. And then Josh just ripped it from under her. And then it was Josh's tipping. And he was like, nah, I'm taking control of this. And of course, Josh never did his tips. So you can't have the king tipster not doing their own tips.
Exactly.
And then you ripped it out of everyone. You were like, you know what? Soph's got this. I'm doing tipping. And then also
and
you.
I've got this. It was very chilled out. It was very relaxed, my kind of style. So I, that was probably one of my highlights. But I've enjoyed the whole year. I think it's been absolutely fantastic. And, yeah, especially being with all you guys and getting on top of the Waffle every weekend. Yeah, it was good fun.
It's been a lot of fun. And hopefully, hey, we'll get call-backs from the future students to, you know, maybe just, yeah, because we were pretty good, isn't it? I think yeah, we should get some call-ups.
Show them the ropes.
You know? Show them the ropes.
Show them how it should be done.
So thanks so much for joining me. And, look, that's it for the Monday Waffle, but I've had a good year. It's been fun.
It has been. I have too. And good luck to those next year. You've got big shoes to fill.
Question. What rhymes with Zempelis? That's right. Nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
And we're going through the Monday Wafflers from this year. Next on the line, we got Verity Hughes. How are you, Verity?
Joel, look, the 2016 season has come to a close. I'm feeling a little bit sad, actually.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? I'm with you. It's like, what do we do on Mondays now? What do we, you know? Well, obviously, I haven't been here for a little bit. I've been working, but I'll keep working. But it's a hole. There's a hole left in our hearts, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I just don't even know where to begin.
Don't worry. Well, technically, Verity, we've still got it to the end of the season, so we'll still be here. And if we have to throw out a cheeky little podcast, an off-season podcast, we'll do it, won't we?
Yes. Yes, please.
Now, Verity, the grand final, I just kicked off the debate with Sov. A little bit, is it unfair? Can we say that?
I can't wait to hear what Clapham has said.
A bit gutted. But well, it's
to be gutted.
Look, it's because we've had some backlash on the Facebook page, haven't we? It's a lot of people.
Look, and I spiked. I guess ignited that.
No,
but
as you should have.
It's good to get some discussions. Good to get the ball rolling. But you know, at the end of the day, I think Joel, those two teams have those alignments, and you either accept it, and you know, we move on with the competition as it is, or we seriously get some legislation happening. I don't know, maybe we get a poll and we change the alignment, because obviously it has a major effect on outcomes.
Yeah, look, I you're definitely right with the rule changes there, that the Waffle have said there will be rule changes coming in next year into play. At the moment, it's across all leagues that you play 5 games for that team, you're eligible for finals. That will almost certainly change. They'll up that number. So Dockers players will have to play a lot more in Peel to be eligible for finals.
Well, as annoyed as everyone else is, I'm kind of a little bit happy for Peel, maybe. I don't know, Subi, you know, had their win last year. I'm all for sharing the cake.
The one thing I have got it, as I said, Verity, it was a brilliant effort by them and good on them. But I was watching the game, and just on their, as they're accepting the cup and the premiership flag on the dais there.
Yeah.
I just don't think it meant as much to that team as, say, it would have a three-peat for Subi. You could just kind of see in their plays, it was like, you know what, we've come out here, we've done a job.
Doesn't matter.
There wasn't as much feeling in it, and that's fair enough, because some of those players haven't really played their whole season in that team, so it's it doesn't mean as much to them, which is fair enough. Obviously, for the club, it's great. But, I just, as I was watching it, I was like, you know what, I think I would have preferred,
They didn't deserve it.
No, they did deserve it, because they played brilliantly, but I think I was going for Subi. I never go for Subi, so that's saying a lot. But, look, I think a lot of Waffle fans probably were, but, look, Peel played brilliantly. You can't take away from a team that plays good footy, is it?
No, and big congrats to the Bunbury boy, Connor Blakely.
Yep, yes, I mentioned him earlier. Yeah, we got a grab from him after the game. He was pretty stoked with his performance, as he should be. And look, there's another one. I don't think he'll be in Peel's lineup too much longer.
Probably not.
I think got a big future ahead of him at the Dockers. A future leader, he's touted as. Verity, what was your most favourite part of the whole year? I'm asking everyone we go through. What was your favourite part of the Monday Waffle for 2016?
Oh, gosh, I think it would have to be the very first game that Birch and I went to. We got our first grab, and that was from Wolfie from East Perth, your Royals.
Oh, Craig Wolf, what a champion.
Yeah, and he just played his 250th game.
Yep, that's right. No, he broke the club record of games, didn't he, in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the best day. It was the best first day to be covering that.
And you fell in love with it ever since, is that right?
That's it, Joel. And obviously, speaking to you every week, obviously.
No, that's probably the worst part of your week. I'm surprised you survived. Verity, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you for the whole year. By the way, can't believe I've forgotten this. I haven't spoke to Birch yet. That's why. You won tipping. Did you know that?
I knew it. Yeah, I did. You can't see me, but I'm grinning from ear to ear.
What do you get? What do you think you get? We have to decide. It has
to
be decided
nothing,
by the...
No. She has decided that, oh, yes, but I've won AFL tipping, so we should both win something. And I just thought, hang on.
Hold up.
Hang on.
Isn't it called the Monday Waffle, not the Monday...
This is the
apple?
Monday Waffle tipping. This is waffle tipping, my love.
No, Bertie, and, I'm not taking that. I'm speaking to her next. I'm going to... Let her know that you've said that.
You sort that out for me, Joel.
I will. I'll get you a prize.
We'll
post up a video of you receiving your prize in the coming weeks, I reckon, because you definitely deserve a prize, Vez. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joel.
And you were the one that was always saying, you know what, I tip with my heart, not my head. And look what's happened. See? Just follow your heart. Isn't that right?
Well, I did tip with my head in the very last round. I knew that Peel players would be feeling comfortable on domain ground.
Yep. No, you're very. I'm very proud of you, Verity. Congratulations. All right, Verity, enjoy your time over there in Sydney. Do you want to tell everyone what you're doing while you're over there, just quickly?
Yeah, currently hanging out with production on Home and Away.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
All right, enjoy, Verity. Thanks for the year, and I've loved every second of it.
I've loved it too.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Gallup. This is Gallup's tipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
Gallup's tipping.
Just the tip. Gallup's tipping.
Gallup's tipping.
Now, just quickly before we get to our next caller that is on the line, that was single-handedly my favourite moment throughout the year when Birchie was away one week and obviously she was tipping master and Josh Gallup thought he'd come in and just take control of it and he completely ruined her sweeper and replaced it with his own, and that's one of the funniest things I have ever heard. But right now, on the line, we've got the original, the best, the master and all for seeing god of tipping, Birchie. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joel. I'm still a bit upset but still can't say no to Monday Waffle.
Now let's just harness that. Now honestly, how upset are you? Because the whole season was just Birchie's the king of tipping and you haven't come out on top, Birchie.
Do you know one thing though? I talked myself up at the start of the season, but it's lucky that I actually did well, or that would have been quite embarrassing.
Yeah, look, no, but, hey, look, second's not too bad, is it? Second's there. Speaking of second, quickly, Birch, we'll go into the game. Look, Stubby obviously came second. Was it a bit unfair, the end result, do you think, with Peel with all those Dockers players?
Yeah, well, look, I'm already annoyed at Peel because I just didn't tip them at the end. So I had quite a big lead, and then I was like, oh, no, Peel's not very good. And then, what do you know, they keep winning. And then they beat Subi, who was just dominant all season.
Yeah.
And again, it just comes down to the Freo players. Like, they've got to change the rules next year because would they have won without Connor Blakeley? I'm not sure.
Look, it's, a little bit concerning, isn't it? But anyway, and it's unfortunate about your tipping, Birch. But what does Vez get? What does Vez get for winning? That's what we need to know.
I'm thinking a cake, but I'm thinking the losers. I'm cutting myself out of this because Josh, you guys absolutely stopped tipping. So I think you guys should be very slave for the day. I think you should be carrying her around and doing her washing. And look, maybe we'll have a cake. I think I'll make a cake.
Maybe she needs a crown too. I don't mind that at all. But yeah, I feel like everyone owes a punishment. We'll do one final, just everyone that owes punishments. And look, I'll cancel out the fact that Josh owes about 100 and I probably only owe about 2 or 3. But anyway, look, we'll cancel that all out. One big final punishment for everyone and Verity can decide what it is. What do you reckon?
Yeah, love it. Love it. As long as I'm not included.
We'll see. Birchie, look, the season, did you have fun on the Monday Waffle? I had a ball. What was your favourite part of the year? Obviously, bar the tipping. What was your favourite part of the year?
Oh, just getting access to the players, having a chat, just getting down. I've just fallen more in love with the Waffle, Joel.
Fallen in love with the Waffle. There you go. That's all we could hope for from the Monday Waffle, isn't it?
Seeing as I've swapped teams a few times.
did you just admit to it? Birchie, thank you. Thank you for admitting to that.
But let's be honest. It should have been a final between South Freo and Subi. Yeah, can you admit that?
I admit it. But, you know, your third team that you supported in the year is South Freo. I think you dabbled on Claremont and Subi there, but you're like, you know what? I'll just take South Freo. They're my team. But
all the other teams are taken.
Okay, bro. At least you've admitted to that. I love it. Nah, it's been a lot of fun, hasn't it? It's been a great season. Yeah. And that's us done for the year.
Everyone will say, just because I'm a Manchester United supporter, I just like to win us. I'll admit to it. I love a winner in South Freo.
We're dominant. Nah, fair call. Minor premiers, South Freo, so there you go. But man, you aren't doing that well, actually. I had a win on the weekend, but look, they're not dominant like they used to be. But anyway, that's another story. That's another debate between you and me for another time, hey?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Birch, for the year, and I've had a lot of fun.
Me too. Bye, Joel.
See ya.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Well, there you have it. Another year is done and dusted. Peel Thunder, the premiers for season 2016. And it is with great sadness that I say that obviously brings an end to the Monday Waffle for 2016 as well. Look, I think I can speak on behalf of everyone involved this year, our whole team, that we had a lot of fun doing it. And I hope you had a lot of enjoyment listening to some of the antics we got up to whilst also covering all your Waffle news and views. So look, there'll be another group of young budding broadcasters in next year. Hopefully they can bring you just as much fun and enjoyment as we had this year. And on that note, obviously a big thank you to Joe McManus, the course coordinator of ECU Broadcasting here, who without none of this would be possible, and also Adam Papalia and Neroli Meadows, the creators of the Monday Waffle. So look, we've had a lot of fun, but from me, Joel Tsiratsis, and the rest of your Monday Waffle team of 2016, it's goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.